Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
John 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever, please say whosoever, whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man, please repeat after me, and a certain man. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, said, "I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool." Say amen. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Say amen. When we went to Israel, I think when I went to Israel with Bishop Doug or so, the first time I went to Israel, we were taken to that particular pool. So I saw the area of the pool. And the Bible said, in that pool lay many, many sick people who were brought from all over Jerusalem. Are you with me? And the Bible said, an angel comes to stir up the waters at a certain season. And when that season comes, whosoever, it doesn't matter what condition or what state you might be in, but whosoever falls into the water after the angel has stepped up the waters and you fall into the water, whether it is a terminal illness, whether it is a skin problem, whether you have tumor in your brain, whether you have leukemia, anything at all that you have, once you fall into that water, you will be cured of every form of disease. So there were a lot of sick people who were brought down to that season. And this man also was brought to the place, and we don't know We are not told, we are not told who brought the man. Maybe the wife, if he was married. I'm sure he was married. So wives are very, very good at taking their husbands to hospitals. If your wife doesn't take you to hospital, please watch out for that wife. A wife who will not take you to hospital when you are sick. I will watch that wife carefully. There is a trending issue on social media of somebody who wanted, what is it, 80% of these footballers, this thing, money, and then I hear the man had nothing. He has given all his body to his mother. My question is that, why did he do that? Because there are wives who don't take their husbands to hospital. Say amen. So the wife took him there. And the wife might have said, I wasn't there, but I can imagine, that honey, I have brought you here. You are paralyzed. You can't perform anything. You are paralyzed. And I'm tired of wiping your bottom and wiping everything. So stay here. An angel will come and stay at this water. All that you, since you can't walk, all that you have to do is that just roll yourself into the water, get cured, and come home. Because I've got things to do. I have to take care of the house, take care of the children, breastfeed the last baby, and all that. Say amen. So this guy said, oh, my darling, don't worry at all. Don't worry at all. You go home. You see me next season. So the season came. Then the angel came. Came and stirred the waters. As soon as the guy wanted to lift his leg and adjust himself to roll it, oh, people just jumped. Somebody just jumped ahead of him and went into the water. And the guy was slow. So the Bible, he might have said, next season is my season. Have you said that before? Well, something didn't go well. I said, next season is my season. So the next season came. The angel came, stirred up the waters. As he was about to jump into the water, Charlie, somebody who had a problem with the brain, but the legs are smart, jumped over. By the time the guy was trying to roll, he jumped over the guy into the water. And the person was made whole and went home. Then he said to himself, it doesn't matter, next season is my season. Say amen. So season 3 came, season 5, season 10. Then I can imagine the wife coming back and say, hey, honey, why? Roll yourself simple into this water, to this water, you can do it. This simple rolling, because you can't walk, because you can't do it, just roll yourself, you can't do it. He said, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Europe. You know, when your legs are not working and you want to roll over, it's not a very easy thing. By the time he was wasting time, somebody just jumped over him into the water, and this guy will be lying down. Season 15, season 20, 20 times the angel came and he was still whatever. By this time, if he's a good woman, he will still be waiting. If he's a woman who doesn't, you know, he just move on with his life. Some women can stay, but some women too can go. If say this modern one that have come, this 21st century one, not here, nobody endurance at all. If you are worried 35 years, 38 years, but this time when we bless a man, within 2 years, he wants to separate. The stress is too much. I can't stand it at all. Reverend, I want out. 2 years, 3 years. Yes, sir. Why, Yari? I'm stressed. I'm stressed. So, by this time, the wife has moved. Then, season 25. 25 years. By this time, his children have married and gone. By this time, even friends who knew him had forgotten about him. 30 years at the same place. Who stays in a hospital for 30 years? 30 years! He was still there. By this time, he had given up attempting to fall into the water. He has accepted that this is my fate. Sometimes, when you are believing God for something, and for a long time it is not happening, you just decide that maybe this is my portion. When you have tried something and all has failed, and you have tried it many, many times, sometimes it tells you that it is as if this is my cross I must carry. So 32 years, 33 years, 34 years, by 35 years, he was now the class prefect of the place. He's the president of Bethesda Healing Association. He's the president, the longest serving member. When you come, you register with him, and then he will tell you that, position yourself here. The angel, no be sure, by calculation, the water should be stirred at this junction. Into Ujira, as soon as the water is stirred, not trim, not call. Position yourself here. I know what I'm talking about. I've been here for 35 years. I've been hearing some people talk like that. They have been here for so long. As soon as they get there, they have been here before your mother was born. 35 years, 36 years, 37 years, and 38 years. But one day, oh my God, one day, and that one day is somebody's day today. That one day is the day you least expected. It is the day you didn't calculate. It is a day you didn't pray for. It's a day you were not giving a pre-notice that something was going to. It is an ordinary day. It was a normal day when Jesus came by the pool. Somebody has come to service today, and this is the day that the Lord has made. And brother, you will rejoice and be glad in it. Say, I hear you, Pastor. Jesus came, and I like what Jesus did. Jesus walked over all the other sick people and went straight to this man and knew that he has been in that condition for a long time. You may think God doesn't know you and your situation and how long you have tried. Many times, 38 years, and he asked him one question, which I will also ask you this morning. Will thou be made whole? In other words, do you still believe after 38 years a miracle can take place in your life? Do you still believe that after trusting God for 30 years, you can still receive that breakthrough? Will thou be made whole? Say amen. And the man answered, I have no man. Nobody loves me enough to sit by me for a whole year to push me into the water. I have no man. Because a man can disappoint you. A man can fail you. A man can be jealous of you. A man can develop cold feet when he has to help you. Haven't you seen people who promised to help you, and then when the time came, then their feet dragging. Even the phone call cry, he won't even pick. When you send him a text message, it will think that he has read the message, but he will not send you a reply. I have no man. Because a man can be desperately wicked in his heart. A man can be talking to you but has a dagger behind him. A man can betray you when you confide in him. Not a man like a male man, but a man in neuter gender, either male or female. Bible describes male or female as what? Man. Human being. One of my friends says, woman being. Woman being. Amen. That is why your trust should not be a man. Your trust should be in God. And God will decide what sort of man, what sort of woman, what sort of vessel he will use to bring you that miracle. Never put your confidence in a man who is promising you something. When you are getting married, marry with your heart, but use your head. I have no man. A man can change his mind. Haven't we seen people make vows here, face each other, say this to each other, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, for sickness in health, for whatever, till death do us part. Kiss your bride. Then they lift the veil and kiss their bride. 2 years! They don't want the mother, they don't want the lady again. They change their mind. I don't love you anymore. Man, something in my heart. Say amen. Say I hear you. When you put your trust in God, God can even use a donkey to speak. Haven't you seen a donkey speaking in the place of a man? Haven't you seen a donkey seeing when a prophet cannot see? Put your trust in God. No man. I have had people who were very, very close to me, very loyal to me, committed and dedicated to me in this church. They are no more here. I had confidence in them. They were my akpohonu. Is it not that they were? Say it properly. Akpohonu. Is that the way to say it? They were the people who were standing behind. They tell me things like, Reverend Steve, don't worry at all. When you turn your back, I'll be sitting beside you. When you lift your leg, I'll be the stone on which you will put your foot on. When you want to know, those who are your pillars standing behind you, I am one of them. I've heard things like that. They are no more with me today. Never put, so I have stopped putting my confidence in a man. Haven't you seen two brothers from the same womb, and one is very envious and jealous of the other? The person who killed Abel didn't come from China. It was his own brother from the same womb. The person who betrayed Jesus is the man who dipped his hand in the same bowl with him and rose up his heel against him. Never put your trust in a man. That is why David wrote and said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where is my help coming from? My help is not coming from a man. My help is not coming from my uncle, my sister, my brother in Belgium. But my help is coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. There is a God. When you put your trust in him, he will not backslide. He will not backtrack. He will not develop cold feet. He will not say, I have changed my mind. When he says, I will bless you, it means I will bless you. If he says, I will heal you, it means I will heal you. God is not jealous of your success. He made you successful. God is not jealous of your beauty. He made you beautiful. Put your trust in God. Say amen. Sally was showing me a picture of somebody who used to be a very strong, faithful protocol member. Then he said, Steve, have you seen this person? Have you noticed that he's no more here? So I didn't even notice that he's no more here. Very dedicated person. That is a man for you. Daddy, I will die with you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lie, I will lie. Where you die, that's where I will die. Where they bury you, that's where I will be buried. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. And yet, a time will come when you are looking for them, you will not find them. Please, stop putting your trust in a man. You see, if you are clapping for the Lord, clap for the Lord. If it is for reverence, forget about it. Because God is telling you something. I have no man. Careful, listen. This man, if he truly had a friend, then somebody should sacrifice and say that you have been here for too long. So this time, I will sit with you for one whole year until that season comes. And I will be the one to push you into the water. He didn't have one person to stay with him. He didn't even have one. Not even his children. Not even his wife. A wife, some of the wives are looking for properties. They are marrying for who you are. No, not because of love. Brother, when a sister says, man, I have a dream. I see you in a dream. Please, tell him, wake up from that dream. He wants 80% of the man's property. Kato, let me ask you a question. If this, what's the name of the guy? Akin. If he was a poor man walking on the street, this pretty girl, would he have seen? Would he have seen him? He married him for what he had. Sally was showing me a picture right now. Show me the girl. He's now in Christ's embassy, protocoling for them. A man who praise you with his lips, by his heart, even they did it to God. God said, these are my people who are praising me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So the Bible said, Jesus didn't commit himself to a man because he knows what is in the heart of a man. Jesus said to the man, what is in the pool is the one standing in front of you. You don't need the pool anymore. I am the healing power in the pool. Therefore, you cannot fall in that pool. It is not the season for the angel to come. That angel that must appear is the one standing in front of you. Take up your bed. Rise up and walk. And the power of the words of Jesus entered into this impotent man. He picked up his bed and started walking after 38 years. Somebody is about to receive a miracle today after so many years of trusting God. I don't know who I am talking to, but I've come this morning to tell somebody, get ready for a miracle. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. Your miracle is today. And Stanley, look at it. Look at what followed. Verse 8. Chabaluf. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Verse 9. And immediately, and what? Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. When you have been suffering or going through something for a very long time, your miracle doesn't delay anymore. Today, you are also going to receive your breakthrough immediately. Your healing immediately. Your open heavens immediately. What you have been believing God for immediately. There shall be no more delay. You came to this service for a reason. And your breakthrough shall be what? Immediately. Look at Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, reading from verse number 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Do you know what it means to be bowed over? When people are walking straight, carrying their Gucci bags, wearing their 6 inches heels, with their hair all over. And you know, walking around and saying, Ishirado, rado. Yeah, they're called. Quembiers, you are ever fine. Everything could be paid. This year, the next election, they do or die. And you are walking like this. Osofo, Owe, Mefia, Nankolane, Omefia, Brujaba. Not only was he bowed over for a year, she was bowed over for 18 years. And was never ashamed to come to church. She was not embarrassed to come and worship God. She didn't feel intimidated to say that the way my condition is, I don't think I can continue to worship anymore. She was bowed over. She had an infirmity. So look, have you seen a woman bowed over doing makeup before? Or having a long hair? The hair will be hanging in front of her. Or wearing heels. How do you wear heels when you are like this? So she couldn't dress like any other woman. She couldn't walk like any other man. Yet she was not embarrassed to be in the house of God. Look, David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A little bit of offense and somebody doesn't want to come to church anymore. And they didn't talk to me well. And they didn't come to my wedding. And the excuses are very flimsy. Some people who are matured are behaving like a baby. They should come and blow your nose for you. They should come and comb you. Yeah. It is babies who blow their nose. It is babies you bath them and clean them and wear diapers. At your age, should we come and wear diapers for you? Should we come and blow your nose for you? Simple things. And I wouldn't want to come to church again. Simple things. He changes church. Small things. He changes his church. Your clothes toilet. Amen. What is it that will prevent you from coming to the house of God? This woman was bowed over and for 18 years. And guess what? This is the miraculous part. The day that Jesus came to her church, she came to church that day. What if she has said, I am tired of going to church. I'm tired of going to deliverance. This particular Sunday, I will not be in church. She would have missed her miracle. But the particular day that Jesus was there, she was also in church. And when Jesus saw her, she said, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And laid hands on her. And the Bible said, and immediately she was made straight. I will lay my hands on somebody this morning. I said this morning, I will lay my hands on somebody, and whatever is crooked in your life, it shall be made straight. Whatever is bent over in your marriage shall be made straight. If you have an infirmity for years, expect a healing this morning. We don't normally lay our hands on money, but today, I will lay my hands on somebody. I will do what Jesus did. Laid his hands on her, and she was made straight. Tell somebody, look at me very well. In the next few minutes, I will receive a miracle. Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. The Bible said, in Luke chapter 8, Luke chapter 8. Verse number 40. Quickly. Luke 8. Reading from verse number 40. The Bible said, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, besotting him that he would come unto his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physician, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Oh my God. How many days do women bleed? It depends. 3 days, 5 days, 6 days, and then 7 days. Have you bled before? How many days did you bleed your last menstruation? Oh, it's a very important question. 5 days. So if you were to be bleeding for 10 days, will you be worried or not worried? You'll be worried that the menses didn't just go 5 days, but it went 7 days, and then went on to 10 days, and then 15 days, and then 20 days, and then 1 month, and then 2 months, and 3 months, and you are bleeding. It will be very disturbing. It will be very disturbing. And very worried that for 3 months you are bleeding. 6 months, you are bleeding. 1 year. For 1 year. You will be worried. She went to hospitals. She went to doctors. She went to prophets. She went to healers. She went to divine healers. She went to heaven healers. The distant healers. Rock healers. All the churches. All the people. Doctors. PhD. Doctor PhD. Whatever. Went to spiritual people. Went to spiritualists. Whatever. 2 years. 3 years. By this time, according to the scriptures in Leviticus, you cannot come into the congregation of the righteous if you are bleeding. She became slave. She sold all her things. She sold all her properties. And she was bleeding continually for 6 years. 3 years. By this time, she's lost all her properties. If you were a man, you know, men don't like to have sex with their wives when they are bleeding. Except the man is some way. So if he had a husband, does it mean the husband was going to stay for 12 years before sleeping with his own wife? Men don't have that kind of patience. We're not made like that. 12 years! But when she heard of Jesus, she didn't say, I have been going around these pastors or these prophets, so this time around, I don't know, let him also pass, because he's one of those people who come and deceive me. She followed. Followed. Say amen. Protocol was so much. Keto, protocol was so bad that she couldn't talk to Jesus. Too tight. Peter and Co have gathered Jesus. So she said, if I cannot face the man, then let me look through the legs of these people, because I am desperate. Desperate people take desperate measures. A desperate person who is sinking will hold on to every straw to come out and save himself. So went through the legs of some of the pastors and some of the disciples, but couldn't reach Jesus, but saw the garment of Jesus hanging. And stretched forth his hand and touched the hem. What do you mean by hem? Hem means the tip. Didn't hold the garment, but saw the tip. So touched the tip, and your Bible said, immediately. When you have suffered for a long time, your miracle comes immediately. Somebody's miracle is coming here immediately. In the next 24 hours, if I be a man of God that have given me this message, then there is a miracle coming to you immediately. There is a breakthrough coming to you immediately. Say amen. She started trembling. And Jesus said, turn around. And said, who touched me? And Peter came and said, Jesus, is there any problem? He said, yes, there's a problem. I feel current has left me. Something, virtue, something has left me. Power has left me. Then Peter said, hey, now why not have a tree current has it here? Why not have an illegal connection? We are very careful. And we have a wrong current. Who came here? And the woman, trembling, told her story, what I just told you. That for 12 years, she has been bleeding, but wanted to follow protocol by talking to Jesus, but the crowd was too much. That is why she could not wait, but saw the garment and stretched her feet. Connected her faith. Sometimes you don't wait to be talked to. As I am preaching, you must connect to the word. As I am preaching, just believe in the word of God. As I am preaching, connect to the preaching and get your miracle immediately. Am I talking to somebody here? She saw the garment and touched. And the Bible said, and immediately. So she herself answered. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Look at this scripture. Acts chapter 3. Acts 3. Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, which is the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Today is a day of immediately. I don't know who I'm talking to. The first man was 38 years. She was healed immediately. The second was 18 years. She was healed well, immediately. The third was what? Well, 12 years. And she was healed well, immediately. The fourth was what? Well, 40 years. And he was healed immediately. So how many years have you been suffering? How many years have you been sick? How many years have you gone through some problems? Your miracle is coming here this morning immediately. Lift your right and say, I receive my breakthrough. I receive my miracle today and now immediately. I like what the Bible said. I love what the Bible said. When the man who had been sitting down for 40 years, when they said, rise up, he was still sitting down. Then they lifted him. It was in the lifting that his ankle bones received strength. When you hear God's word, don't sit down. Act now. Now and connect to the miracle. Say amen. Look at this scripture. Mark chapter 2. The Bible said, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straight away, many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not as so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the prayers, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Say amen. I love this part of the scripture because I will conclude the scripture, but I want to pause here. You know, when I read the commentary on this scripture, the commentators, two or three commentators, they gave me different scenarios. One commentator said the four people were a brother to the guy who was paralyzed. So it was supposed that they had like five of them. So the four had been taking care of their brother. Another commentator said he used to walk before, but suffered polio something. So he became paralyzed. So it was the four who had been taking care of him. Because it's not easy for you to go and call 1, 2, 3, 4 people. And they walk miles. Where the Capernaum and where they were was a lot of miles. And therefore, it will take your own brother to carry you for that length of time. Somebody who loves you. Good friends or good whatever. When they came, the room was full. They were late because they were walking. They were walking. One commentator said they came late because they were walking in a stretcher with their brother for miles. There was no room through the door. There was no room through the window. There was nowhere. Everywhere was jammed. So the people said, we have just walked all the way here for nothing. So one of them said that, since we can't go through the door and we can't go through the window, we must as well go back home. One of them might have said, but we can't come all the way here. This is us. This is our miracle. The miracle is right here. Why should we go home? Are we not tired of looking after our brother? Are we not tired of wiping him, waking him up, to wee, to poo, to eat? I think we should hang around. One said, hang around how? Hang around holding the stretcher or putting it down. One said, what about the roof? The other said, are you crazy? Somebody's house, somebody's roof. He said, yeah, we can lower the brother. Afterward, we can pay for the roof. Yeah. After we have got the miracle, we can repair the roof. Say, yeah, I think you have a point there. Okay, go get the ladder. So they brought a ladder. Then, can you imagine four people climbing a ladder with somebody who is bedridden? It will not be an easy task. So they lifted in Kakra. Then they moved one step on the ladder. One person took his hand and hooked the ladder so that it doesn't tumble. Then lifted him Kakra. Then they went up, lifted him Kakra. And then they went up, then lifted him until they got to the top of the roof. Balancing the boy and still, it's not a reason how you can balance. I don't know how they did it. Balance yourself in a way to hold the sick person. The one person was free. Say, you break the roof. The word was used, broke the roof. So we started pulling the roof apart. Jesus was preaching like the way I'm preaching. Jesus was preaching like the way I'm preaching. And while Jesus was preaching, he saw sticks, droppings, dust, attachments, debris falling down. So he looked up. So, what's going on? By the time he looked up, they were lowering as a human being. And the first thing he said was that, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. It means that whatever sin you committed that brought you this condition, the sin is removed. Today, I also stand here and declare, whatever sin you might have committed, a mistake that has brought some untold hardship on you, that sin is removed. There is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For Christ, his shed blood, has cleansed all of us from every sin and guilt of shame. Raise your right hand. Say, Father, thank you for forgiving me my sins. So they lowered the man. His sins were forgiven in the air before they brought him down. And the Pharisees said, what nonsense is this? Who can forgive sins except God? Who can forgive this sin? Then Jesus said, for you to know that I have the power to forgive sins and to also to do other things, I say unto you, not only are your sins forgiven, rise up, take up your bed, and walk. Look at the scriptures. And immediately, and what? Immediately. Is it there? And immediately, when Jesus perceived it. No, go down. I say unto thee. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. You see, God is about to do something in your life that will shock your colleagues, that will shock your friends. Something is about to break forth in your life that will be a surprise to people who thought that you can never rise again. That your fate has already been decided. You can never have a child. You can never go. You can never marry. You are too old to marry. But God is about to surprise somebody this year. Because your miracle, your healing, your open door, your breakthrough, your prosperity is coming through for you this year. I prophesy to somebody that tomorrow around this time, there is a miracle waiting for you. Your boss will call you tomorrow morning. There is an open door for you. This week, expect a miracle. I said, this week, expect a miracle. Something that you have been waiting for. Say amen. God knows you have been in that condition for a very long time. Say, I receive my breakthrough. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my promotion after so many years. I hear the Lord is telling me somebody's promotion will come immediately. And they will give you a back pay that will blow your mind. Somebody's office will change this week. They will relocate you at the new office. And they will apologize to you for having kept you in that position for a long time. If I'm speaking prophetically, lift your hands and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. My last scripture for today, Mark chapter 10. Mark 10, reading from verse number 46. The verse 46 says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Are you clapping for Jesus or you are not clapping for Jesus? Do not clap for me because I cannot perform a miracle. But you are clapping for Jesus because what he did then, he can do it today. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He is the same today. Is the same forever. What he did, he can do for you. There is a song. Get a microphone. It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, he will do for you. With his arms wide open, he will pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Sing it.
It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, he will do for you. what God can do.
Sing it again, sing it again.
It is no secret what God can do.
What is done for others, He will do for you.
What is done for others,
sing it, my brother,
He will do for you.
With His arms wide open,
He will pardon you.
Pardon you.
It is no secret what God can do.
With His arms wide open.
With His arms wide open, He will pardon you.
Pardon you.
It is no secret what God can do.
What He's done for others, He will do for you. You are a candidate for a miracle today. You are a candidate for a miracle tomorrow. You are a candidate for a miracle this week. You are a candidate for a miracle this month. Whatever sin is blocking your miracle, the sin has been removed. Now there is no secret as to what God can do. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Your healing is today. Your breakthrough is today. Your open heavens is today. Your promotion is today. Your visa is coming. You will finish your building this week, this month. Something is about to break loose your life. There is a miracle awaiting you. A miracle for your husband. A miracle for your child. A miracle for your mother. A miracle for your sister. I don't know what you are trusting God for, but God has sent me this morning to tell you that your miracle is coming immediately. Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. They asked Him to keep quiet. He shouted them all. Because it was as if this was His last bus. Jesus is passing my way.
Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. Jesus. Jesus is passing. This way, is passing this way right now.
Come on, sing it again.
Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. Jesus. Jesus is passing this way. Passing this way right now.
I don't know what you are believing God for. Jesus. This guy cast away his garment. In other words, I am tired of being identified with blindness. People have been identifying me with this, but Jesus has sent for me. The Bible says He stood still and He sent for me. Jesus is sending for somebody this morning for a miracle. Come in faith. Come trusting God. Come believing in God that when hands are laid on you, you shall receive your miracle immediately.
Jesus is passing this way.
If you are believing God for a miracle, get up from your seat and come here now.
This way, Jesus.
Jesus
is passing this way. Is passing this way right now.
Jesus
is passing this way.
You are believing God for a miracle, for a healing, for something.
Jesus
is passing this way. For a marriage, for open doors. What are you believing God for?
Jesus is passing this way.
I will lay my hands on you. I will touch oil and anoint somebody.
Jesus is passing this way.
Jesus
is passing this way. This way. This way.
Jesus
is passing this way.
This way.
He's passing.
What are you believing, God? Lift your voice and begin to ask God. Lift your voice and begin to ask God. Heal me of my diabetes. Heal me of my heart condition. Give me an open door. I need a husband. I need a wife. I need this breakthrough. Begin to talk to God.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.